My dear Marcus, how unkind of you to use such language in my house to my guests. You know very well that such rudeness is intolerable. Whatever am I going to do with you, my dear? You are almost too much trouble to endure. My lord, you're the wounded party in this unfortunate affair. What would you have me do with this foolish, foolish man? And this, Marquis, is why one must always be courteous to one's fellow guests. Someone be a dear and clean this mess up. We can't have him cluttering up the dance floor now, can we? You cannot side with Louisa. She is a well-meaning fool. Your naivety is so charming, leader. What is it you think you are offering us? Liberty? Happiness? Equality in the world of men? But what is the price? Do you think that set free, these mages will fly away to some distant land, never to be seen again? We will live among men and women who look upon us and our freedom with dread. And they should, for many of my people will lash out. How dare the world hate them? How dare it fear them? If they are to be feared for what they are, they will give men reason. They will become the monsters of legend. No, because you will buy the freedom of a few mages with generations of terror. Is it worth it? Is the happiness of a few worth binding the whole world in chains of dread? Do you think, when fear enslaves them, there will not be those who fight back? Good people, defending their homes and families. This war will go on as long as there are those who have power and those who do not. Unless you can grant magic to all people, leader, we will never be free.